Page 21, Precinct Committee Person. What is a precinct committee person? If you are a member of the Democratic or Republican Party, you will receive a ballot with precinct committee persons on it. These are people who represent their political party in each precinct on a countywide central committee. Precinct committee people help set the party agenda and party platform. They act as directors of the local party central committee, attend meetings of the committee, help candidates run for office, and conduct the business of the party. Central committees elect people to represent the county at the state level, and those members select the representatives to the national committees. Precinct committee people also help select replacements for vacated state and county offices, Oregon House or Senate offices, and Marion County commissioners. Voting for precinct committee persons, or PCPs. To qualify as a precinct committee person, or PCP, one must have lived in the county and have been registered in their political party for at least 180 days prior to the primary election. A person can represent the precinct in which they live, an adjacent precinct within the same county, or another precinct within the same House district within the same county. They serve a 2-year term. A committee person is selected in each precinct every 250 voters, or major part thereof, that are registered in the precinct as of September 11th, 251 days prior to the primary election. There is a list showing the positions available as well as a list of current position holders from both parties on our website's Precinct Committee Persons List and Information page, www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections/pages/pcpinfo.aspx. Your ballot will indicate how many offices are available in your precinct. For instance, it would say vote for 6 if there are 6 offices available for your precinct. If you are not registered as a Democrat or Republican, precinct committee persons will not appear on your ballot. If you do not have to vote for any PCPs, yes, the rest of your votes still count if you leave something blank. You do not have to complete each available position if you do not want to. Where a candidate has filed, mark your selection as you would for any other race. If you want to write in a name that is not on the ballot, mark the box next to Write In, then neatly write the person's name of your choice on the line provided. To be elected, a write-in candidate must A. receive at least 3 votes from members of their party in that precinct. B. have filed an SEL 105D before 8 p.m. on election night. C. or someone else must have filed an SEL 105N before 8 p.m. on election night, listing their name as a candidate named to count. Only write-in candidates who have their name filed with the elections office by 8 p.m. on election night will have their names listed on the official results.